right. Merry Christmas, wherever you are. Welcome to Ancient and New. And wow, it's getting so close. I think I just heard that little brass frame break and boing as the Grinch's heart grew three sizes and burst its bounds. Now he's driving that sleigh back down into Whoville amid the singing of fahufores and as they rejoice without packages, boxes, or bags. That little circled up crowd of Whos opens like a gate and the Grinch rolls on in, giving back everyone's presents and why the Grinch even carved the roast beast. Classic. All right, you ready for another episode of You Tell Us, in which one of our friends and listeners tells us who they are relating to this Advent season? Well, buckle up, because today we have Maddie Cox, and come on. Is there anyone we want to hear for more than Maddie Cox at Christmas? Maddie is on Young Life staff here in Oak Ridge. She's actually my team leader, and she's freaking fantastic at it. But Maddie is also wife to Thomas, and at the time of this recording, she was as pregnant as Mary was when she rolled into Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Thankfully, as I read this and as you hear it, sweet Jude Cox has been born. Everyone is healthy, and the little chap is as cute and snuggly as you could wish a Christmas baby to be. Merry Christmas, Cox family. Guys, you're going to love this word from Maddie. Here she is.
When Thomas asked me to share about who I find myself resonating the most with from the Christmas story, during this season, I was really quick to say Mary. I mean, we're both pregnant and due to deliver baby boys right at Christmas time. That's easy. But the more I've thought about Mary over the past couple of weeks, the more I've realized that I don't share a ton of similarities with her, but that I would love to grow more into the kind of woman of faith and trust that she was. It says in Luke 1 that Gabriel, this fiery angel, appeared to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." And understandably that Mary's first response to this was confusion and a troubled spirit. But what Mary does next is what is so remarkable and completely admirable to me. It's what I want to be like. She hears the angel tell her that she is going to be the woman who brings Jesus into the world. It's crazy because her and Joseph weren't married and they hadn't done what married people do to have babies. And she was just a normal girl. But she was the one hearing the news that she was going to be the person who brought life, hope, and light into the world that was deeply needed. And instead of running away in fear and disbelief, she received the news with a heart that was willing to believe and trust that this was the Lord's plan and purpose for her. I mean, she literally said back, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you've said about me come true." And while I would like to be able to say that, yeah, me and Mary are pretty much twins in this story, I would be totally lying if I said that. I mean, me and Thomas are married and had a kid the way kids are supposed to be had in marriage, and I'm still finding myself in a place of timidity and doubt before the Lord. I found myself wondering what he's up to by asking me to bring this new baby boy into the world, and it's coming in just a week, and I'm still feeling that way. I'm quick to doubt and wonder and fear about all of the unknowns that come with carrying and bringing this life into the world that the Lord has put inside of me. But seeing Mary's response to the angel during this Advent season has brought me such a peace. She has been an encouragement to me, and I found myself moving from a posture of fear and doubt into more of a posture that she had, of willingness and trust with the Lord and with my life because of her story. I mean, there obviously was something about the Lord that she had complete trust in, and she was willing to abandon her life to do what he was asking her to do. I don't know what that situation might be for you that you're going through that could seem scary, unknown, and impossible. I mean, for us, it's literally bringing a kid into the world. It's scary. It's unknown. And in a lot of ways, there's some impossible things that are coming up. But I hope that you and me both can find some encouragement and some peace as we read and ponder on Mary's part of this story during this season. May we all move more into the place of willingness and trust that Mary found herself in before the Lord. We have a gift in knowing that our Savior is kind and He's trustworthy. and that what joy would come towards us when we abandon ourselves to him and have a willingness to trust his plans for us just like she did. Hope we can lock arms on that this Christmas season, and trust that the Lord is kind and that we can abandon ourselves to him, even though things seem scary or unknown. But that the more we lean towards him with a heart of willingness and trust, the more joy we'll have and the more peace we'll have. And I'm so thankful that Mary set the table for us to come back and look at that and put ourselves in her shoes.